This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many people have been looking at South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem as a potential running mate for Donald Trump. And she's been really gaining popularity. And I've been a little nervous about anybody starting to gain any sort of popularity in the news, because that's when people start to go after him, and you know, it's just a witch hunt all the time. Keep throwing stuff at Trump, and it's just, you know, I don't know how many more indictments or charges he could get, but I think the more they do that, the more popular he gets. So Governor Kristi Noem has been looked upon as possibly a good running mate because doesn't have a lot of drama. Seems to be pretty popular, might help attract females, more rural America votes. But now they're going after her. And apparently there has been a report being reported by Daily Mail that she has had an extramarital affair with a Trump campaign advisor. And, you know, I don't really like seeing, you know, this sort of, there's pictures and people say, oh, yeah, they were cozy. And, I love the idea of a nuclear family, people being together, nobody cheating on each other. If you don't want to be with your spouse, leave them. You might as well both be happy. Do not be cheating while you're married. I'd rather you then, you know, and the marriage, co-parent the kids, rather than trying to add new people into the family. But, you know, I'm noticing that things are different. I mean, remember when Bill Clinton went through that whole Monica Lewinsky thing? Half the country thought that was so bad. Actually, more than half the country. And they wanted, I mean, he was supposed to be impeached, I think he was impeached for lying, and it was one of the biggest scandals, during my adulthood, and I was in college at the time. But now, when you look at everything else, right, I think Biden met Jill while both of them were married, and then they left their spouses, hooked up. Trump, I think, met Melania when he was married to Maples. I forget. I don't know. What the hell? And so now people are kind of looking at infidelity differently. I don't like infidelity. I think infidelity is bad. But does America care? And it's interesting. We opened the show about how, you know, we're seeing, we didn't open the show, but in the previous hour we talked about how there are now ads on billboards just completely open about sex aids. And you would think that would be something that was a little bit more, you know, private, not for prime time, not for kids to see. And so this idea that there are allegations that somebody who could be a running mate might be adulterous, that could, yes, affect a very religious, you know, group of voters. But I'm noticing people don't care. I mean, look at, you know, Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton still had been popular, and people still tout him as one of the most popular presidents, despite what he did in the Oval Office. And is it because people just think that now politicians are just, you know, not, you know, the, I don't know, most religious, pious individuals out there? Is it that people expect, well, if you're a politician, you're not really going to be following a lot of the rules? Does somebody who is possibly adulterous, does that mean they're going to rule or command or hold office differently than somebody else? Yeah, I would think somebody who's loyal to their spouse, you know, might have, you know, stronger ethics. But when you look at the average politician and you look at, you know, some of our average, some of our, you know, greater, you know, politicians that got stuff done, I don't know what the hell they did in their past or how squeaky clean their past was. And what fascinates me is how Trump is still commanding in the polls. And it's interesting because I think, you know, the other side is laid off throwing more charges at him, because every time they do that, he gets a bigger boost. And the paradox is every time there's a charge against Trump, he gets the news. People don't want headlines about Trump. Trump's in the news every day. So, you know, it's interesting, you know, with Kristi Noem, would she be the best vice president? From what I understand, you know, South Dakota loves her. She's doing a great job as governor. You know, I don't want to comment on her personal life because they're just rumors and I don't think it's any of our business. But it's interesting that I don't think the country really cares about that kind of stuff that much. I mean, look at what's going on with Biden and Hunter. And how he possibly could have had, the evidence is growing in terms of unethical behavior while he was vice president. You still have a good part of the country, they don't care. Any sort of criticism of Biden is, well, you know, maybe he's just a little old. I mean, aren't you worried about ethics? Aren't you worried about abusing office? Aren't you worried about somebody making a decision that affects them financially? You know, somebody asked me, is Trump more popular now than he was when he first ran? And I don't know. You know, I really don't follow the polls as much. But one thing that I think is causing people to be attracted to him is he has money. He has corporations. He doesn't need to be president again. He doesn't need to go through this again. I mean, I think he does to show that America did want him and never wanted him to leave. So I think that might be the drive. But in terms of finances, I mean, he doesn't need the presidency to make money. And I think so some people that, you know, what part of ethical behavior do people want or are people more concerned with? Ethical behavior that has to do with womanizing or cheating, or ethical behavior that has to do with using the office for your own personal gain? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member.
And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I don't like drama. And I love marketing. So if I didn't go to medical school, I would have been in marketing. I've always had a knack for marketing. I worked in a marketing department, and I love marketing. And so when I see things that become absolute fails and lost opportunities, I'm like, oh, my gosh, who the hell is doing marketing? Yeah, and I, you know, marketing and PR, it's an art, and I think it's fascinating, and I don't think it's that difficult. But I see people make mistakes over and over and over again, and people are starting to get hurt. So, for example, Bud Light. Budweiser and their Clydesdales and their Bud and, you know, this Bud's for you and their slogans. Bud and Bud Light have had phenomenal marketing campaigns. Then they introduced Dylan Mulvaney, who didn't deserve all the, you know, criticism, you know, she got, who's a transgender, recent transgender transitioning activist. But I guess they had her in, you know, pearls and in a bathtub. It looked like it was during the day, drinking a beer. And, you know, women don't really think that really represents us because we're working during the day. We're not wearing pearls in a bathtub and all that. But Dylan Mulvaney, I think, got so much criticism for that, just for a job, that I think, you know, she fled the country and she was in Peru for a while, and it was bad. Now Dove, apparently there's a boycott going on with Dove, because there's Zana Bryant. They're using Zana Bryant as a spokesperson. They hired her. I believe she is a BLM activist. But she was, I think, the one who, there was somebody she said that, I guess, said something. I think there was a student who got canceled because she said she overheard a white student named Morgan Bettinger threaten protesters. And then she later admitted she might have misheard. And I guess Bettinger got canceled, I think almost gotten removed from campus. And so anyway, Miss Bryant, whether that was alleged or not, Miss Bryant has been hired as a spokesperson for Dove. And now what's happening? There's this big boycott of Dove. And, you know, as a person with some marketing experience and marketing savvy, why are we doing this? Why are we hiring people that later become, you know, publicly ridiculed, and they're ridiculing her really badly? Apparently, she is not of an ideal BMI. And so there are memes about how Dove can sell extra soap and all sorts of real bad things. And so these companies are hiring individuals that, my guess is, it's because they're trying to honor those individuals and then probably cater to a population that they think these people will attract into. And it ends up getting people so riled up that they're actually being criticized, hammered, verbally assaulted. And maybe these companies need to stop hiring people to push their product. Didn't Dove soap have these commercials where somebody would be taking a shower and their skin was super soft? So when I think of Dove soap, I think of shower and soft skin. I don't care if Miss Bryant or Miss Mulvaney or Taylor Swift or whatever uses a product. I think Taylor Swift does Capital One cards or things like that. That doesn't appeal to me. Now, maybe I'm a Gen X, and maybe the Gen Zs or millennials really need to know that a Jonas Brother is hired for a product. Hey, and when these people are hired for a product, you know, does it really mean they use the product? I mean, is Patrick Mahomes insurance all State Farm? And if it is, oh, who cares? Okay, he's rich. And also, does that mean it applies to me? So when I see the Patrick Mahomes commercials, they're cute. And there was actually a good one, right, where his, oh, my God, I think they're eating. And, you know, the coach is trying to reach after his hamburger and stuff. And it's they're cute. But, you know, if I see Patrick Mahomes in a commercial, I might watch the commercial. It's entertaining. But that doesn't mean I'm going to buy that product because, you know, he's rich. He's one of the wealthiest quarterbacks. That's not appealing to me. I need somebody who's middle America and, you know, trying to find the best rate and is price shopping every year. I think the Progressive commercial was brilliant in terms of the motorcycle, where they get the motorcycles all together so that Flo can bring up that it's the number one motorcycle insurer, if that's true or not. But there's other ways to market. I mean, I like the old jingles. Right, get to the last cup, Maxwell House. I don't even remember what the product is, but I remember the jingle. Right, don't reach for the bleach, grab a box of the Ox. And I guess it was like a, there was a red, I think it was OxyClean, I don't know. And there was, raise your hand, you know it, raise your hand. That was like for, I think, Sure, antiperspirant. And then longer with Big Red, the Big Red freshness lasts right through it. So Big Red gum. Now, okay, I'm dating myself. I watched a lot of commercials in the 80s. And I get that advertising is different these days. You don't have people watching television and then watching a commercial. You see them online. And so for Instagram and for Snapchat and all these and Facebook and Twitter, you know, people are going to be looking for an influencer. And then they're like, well, what are they saying? Then they're going to click on it and then they're going to see what they're pitching. But I don't know if that's being very effective. I don't want to see Dove boycotted. I don't want to see Bud Light boycotted. But they're being boycotted because they're choosing people that have been controversial. And I don't think you're going to find anybody that is completely non-controversial. You could put somebody up there that's a nun, and somebody's going to be complaining about their religious background. People are finding people who are pious and religious to be controversial because of their biblical beliefs. So maybe these companies need to kind of do away with that. I said my lips are getting dry. You know, I think, you know, if you want to sell a product, show it works. We don't need gimmicks. I don't need to know that somebody who's an activist likes the product. We all like Bud. It's a good beer. I mean, we all like a good, smooth-feeling soap. I mean, you know, we all like a good-tasting hamburger. I mean, Burger King was have it your way at Burger King now. I remember the jingles, and I know I'm not every single consumer. But, and I understand that a lot of people might look at their feeds with the volume off. But then there's logos. I mean, if you're trying to sell me a burger, have it sizzling, right? The cheese, I mean, assuming I'm, you know, not kosher, but the cheese and the sauce. You know, if you're trying to serve me ice cream, put a bunch of chocolate on it. If you're trying to sell me soap, make it look soft. If you're trying to sell me beer, make it look crisp and cool. What were those commercials? Was it Coors? Coors Light is right here now. Coors had, I think, the waterfalls. Those were, was it Coors or was it Miller Lite? I don't know. Okay, the Marlboro Man. Nobody knows who the hell the Marlboro Man was, but he was this buff cowboy kind of dude, you know, in his cowboy hat and jeans and spurs, and he just looked all fine. And that, you know, there, and I get that might not, you know, necessarily cater to everybody, but do not hire people and then feed them to the wolves. And we're seeing this poor woman, right, get completely beaten up. And I don't really know much about what happened, and that does stink if she did, you know, take part in somebody getting canceled when it was a false narrative. That would completely suck. But they're hiring people that are getting destroyed. And then they're getting their product boycotted. Let's go back to the jingles. Let's go back to some of the basic marketing. Just make the product look good. I want to know more about the product, not who likes the product. 1-877-DOT-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA News Update. Tropical storm warnings being issued in Massachusetts as Hurricane Lee barrels towards New England. That tropical storm warning currently in effect along the coast from Rhode Island to Maine. Hunter Biden indicted yesterday on federal firearms charges. Thousands of members of the United Automobile Workers Union went on strike today at three plants in Midwestern states of Michigan, Missouri, and Ohio. They are deadlocked with the big three motor companies in negotiations over increases in wages in response to inflation, improvements to retiree pensions and health care, and a shorter work week. A luxury cruise ship that's been stuck for 3 days after running aground off the coast of Greenland was pulled free yesterday. Thankfully, there have been no reports of injuries aboard the ship. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Alright guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Alright, these stories kill me. And I hate to report them, but you need to be aware. An Arkansas toddler, I think was about 1 in a few months, I think a 16-month-old, has died because of being infected with a rare brain-eating amoeba. When the toddler was playing at a country club's little splash park. This was in Arkansas. Apparently, the amoeba was lurking in the country club's water. 16-year-old was infected with Naegleria fowleri. We've talked about this. It kills nearly 100% of its victims. We've only had a couple people in the literature survive. I'll tell you how. But it's rare. The Arkansas Department of Health confirmed through lab testing that the splash pad where the little boy was playing, like many other children, did contain traces of the amoeba.
So the club has had to shut down its pool and water playground. State coroner said the child, Michael Alexander Pollock III, died September 4th at Arkansas Children's Hospital in Little Rock. He's believed to be one of five victims of the brain-eating infection this year alone. The recent one was a Texas resident who was swimming in a lake in Austin. Now, we talk about the Naegleria fowleri. It's a single-celled microorganism that loves fresh water. And these water parks, if they're not cleaned or chlorinated, and the water isn't treated, they could also lurk in artificial bodies of water. The parasite gets into the nose, travels through the nasal passages, gets to the brain, and starts eating. It's called primary amoebic meningoencephalitis. Primary meaning it went there first as opposed to spreading. Like entamoeba histolytica, people think that is also a brain-eating amoeba. It can, but that's secondary. Entamoeba you usually get from the GI tract. You ingest it. Primary amoebic means it started in the brain. And meningoencephalitis is inflammation of the meninges and the brain. The meninges is the lining of the brain and spinal cord. Now, we don't know too much about the exposure and when symptoms can come on between 1 and 12 days after swimming in the contaminated water. Once that brain amoeba takes hold, people can die within 5 days. Symptoms include headache, a really bad headache. You could have a stiff neck, photophobia, where light hurts your eyes, nausea, fever, throwing up. Then you could later go to seizures, hallucinations, coma, and death. 157 cases of this have been confirmed from 1962 to 2022. Only 4 people have survived. It is rare. The last case reported in Arkansas was in 2013 when a 12-year-old girl named Kaylee Hardig contracted the infection from the water park. So, basically, Naegleria fowleri is an amoeba that likes fresh water, and it usually sits on the silt underground on the bottom of like a freshwater lake or riverbed, and it feeds on the bacteria. When swimmers disrupt this silt, dive underwater, and then the amoeba can enter their nose. It travels along the olfactory nerve to get to the brain. Now, some people have gotten it by doing nasal irrigation and neti pots using water from their tap. And this we've seen in the South. And sometimes religious rituals as well. And there was a little boy in Ash Springs, Nevada, that died in July because of being exposed to an amoeba. Woodrow Bundy. And, you know, these little kids, if they're not wearing little nasal clips, because they don't keep them on, and they're underwater, and they don't know how to, like, try not to breathe in. Although, you don't have to not only suck the water in, sometimes just the amoeba will find the little hole and get up in there. It's rare, guys. It's really, really rare. But unfortunately, it can happen. We recommend do not swim underwater in fresh water, warm water bodies. Do not irrigate with tap water. Use nose clips when swimming. But, you know, one thing that I'm really bothered by is there was, I think, a case of this that happened at a water park in Texas. And I believe this happened a couple years ago. It was at the Don Meisenheimer Park. And I believe I think this was the one where the person who was supposed to be checking the chlorine didn't do it. Fox News had reported, identified gaps in the water park's daily inspection program. Those gaps resulted in them not meeting their maintenance standards at their splash pads. Apparently, a review of inspection logs at the Don Meisenheimer splash pad found water chlorination readings were documented on 2 of the 3 dates that the child was there in late August and early September.
So when you have somebody not doing their job, it could result in a death. And, you know, we think, well, water's water. And we, you know, I mean, I've swam lakes. I've swam in rivers. I try to keep my head above water, but it's pretty easy to, you know, people splash around and they dunk you in and things like that. And again, if it's shallow and you're standing on the water, on the bed, on the lake bed, you're going to be just bringing up that silt. And I mean, what we're talking about only, you know, a handful of cases in the last 50 years, but 60 years, but unfortunately, we're starting to see more. I mean, it seems like every few months we're hearing somebody's dying from one of these, especially a young kid. And I want people to enjoy the outdoors. You know, I'm going camping with some friends and we're hitting another lake, another reservoir. And, you know, yeah, I want to swim in it. And I keep your head above water, use nose clips. Because these suckers, these suckers will get in there and you know. But the take-home message is if you are running a water park, for the love of God, make sure your staff is doing their job. These guidelines in terms of water safety is to prevent something like this happening. And parents aren't taking their toddlers to a dirty pond or river or lake and throwing them in. They're taking them to a commercialized water splash area because it's hot and the kids are getting exercise and wanting to play. This was at a country club. I mean, that means somebody was not doing their job. And parents, please figure out how to put a little nose clip on the kid. I don't really necessarily like that per se in younger kids because they need to breathe. But, you know, and water parks are so much fun. Kids love that. You know, but also bath time. I mean, my kids, oh my gosh, bath time, we had to retile the bathroom because what they did in the bath, splashing around, doing stupid, going underwater in the bath, well, that water, you know, comes from tap. So if you live in an area where you think you are at risk, you really need to teach your kids about going underwater. And it kills me to say that because we're not supposed to be watching TV all the time. We're supposed to be out there in the woods climbing trees, in the forest, running around. But look, we got ticks, we got amoeba, we got snakes, we got hantavirus. Just trying to be a normal kid playing outside, these kids are combating some pretty, pretty bad things. So, you know, Godspeed to the family. If I find like a GoFundMe or something like that, I'll post it. But it's really tragic when you see cases like this. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a new study from the Gallup and Walton Family Foundation says members of Generation Z, and remember the Gen Zs were born between 95 and 2010. So they're currently 1995. So they're almost 30 years old. They're between 28 years old and 13. Okay? 13 to 28. Apparently, there's the survey on who they trust and who they don't trust. And I find this fascinating. The Gen Zs trust science the most. Then came the military. Medical system and police were tied at 13%. Then came the criminal justice system, the Supreme Court, information you find on the internet, large tech companies, the presidency was only 3%, the news, and Congress. Now, we have been saying, I have Gen Z kids, and I've taught a lot of Gen Zs. I think these Gen Zs are being underappreciated, and I think, you know, we are assuming that Gen Zs are all about, you know, listening to the media and gullible and, you know, loving Biden and all that, but maybe not. This was a Gallup poll saying they trust science much more. And then the military came in second, but military, they trusted at 14% a great deal, 26% quite a lot. So that's a little bit better than some of the others. They say 1 in 4 Gen Zs trust the information they find on the internet, as opposed to we thought most of them do. Science garnered the most trust when you combine for a total of 71%. Now, these results were based on the Gallup and Walton Family Foundation State of American Youth Survey. And interestingly, the Gen Zs were kind of the least to get the COVID vaccine. Now, people think that Gen Zs are the most liberal. They're the most, I think they challenge a lot of traditional beliefs and thinking. And I think they're both right and left in some of what they're doing. Apparently, they were more trusting of institutions compared to older members. I think in terms of, like the military, that was pretty impressive. In fact, K through 12 students, age 12 to 18, trusted the military more than the criminal justice system, more than the Supreme Court, more than the presidency, more than the news. So that's interesting. I've been really worried that Gen Z might not have the same sort of respect. I mean, I know that the Gen Zs that I work with and know respect the military. But I've been worried that overall Gen Z might not have that respect of the military. And that's why part of the recruitment is going down and all that. But interestingly, there's some trust. Again, a lot of divide between Democrat and Republicans. They say Republican young adults have greater trust in the military than their Democratic peers. Republicans trust the police more than their Democratic peers. But they say young Democrats are far more trusting of science. Okay, so what science are we talking about? Are we talking about the science that showed that masks didn't do much to curb the pandemic, but they might provide a barrier and, you know, should be used as a choice? Is it the science behind some of these vaccines? The immunity is waning. And what really helped was natural immunity plus vaccine immunity, whereas the previous science that they kept pushing was natural immunity has no place. Does this mean that Gen Z is actually reading the science that I'm reading? I don't know. But looking at what Gen Z looks at and how Gen Z, feels in terms of respect will follow them when they vote and follow them later when they lead the country. In 10, 15 years, they're going to be old enough to be president. Actually, some of them are going to be old enough to be president in a few years. And so, they don't trust the Supreme Court. Okay. What don't you trust about the Supreme Court? Is it that these people are on there for life? Is it that Ruth Bader Ginsburg barely looked alive? Is it that, these individuals are always voting with their political party? I mean, that's not an invalid concern. When you promote somebody and you appoint them to the Supreme Court, they are supposed to evaluate the law, interpret the law to the best of their ability without bias. Yet how come time and time again we have the judges mixed right and left? I think that's a concern. I think it's also a concern that when you lose a Supreme Court justice like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, I mean, there were the public was wondering if she was actually still alive and how long it took them to announce may she rest in peace, her passing, because they wanted it to be after the next election so Trump couldn't appoint a new Supreme Court justice. You know, that system, you know, it's you know, not ideal in terms of eliminating bias. But that's where we are, where we're at. You know, I don't think the Supreme Court justices should be based on votes. No. We want to know that they're interpreting the law properly. But then we're hearing from Democrats, well, we're just going to add more justices, so we have the majority. That completely destroys the integrity of the Supreme Court. So, you know, that's, you know, criminal justice system, not a lot of trust, apparently. You know, in terms of the medical system, only 43% of Democrats, of the Gen Zs, trust the medical system. Only 38% of Republicans trust the medical system. 34% of independents. Where did this come from? Well, maybe it came from what happened with the mandates. You know, when I heard, you know, when a doctor got online and talked about how he fired his nurse of 20-some years because she wouldn't get the COVID vaccine and was bragging about it, you're bragging about firing a loyal employee when there's a labor shortage who obviously lived through COVID and is working and wanting to be there by your side to help patients? You know, when people saw the medical community turn on nurses and doctors and fire them for not getting vaccines when all they wanted to do was show that they had some natural immunity, which now we're finding, which I've always known, but finally, you know, media is accepting, okay, I guess natural immunity counts. I think people thought, you know, the medical system is just as bad as corporate America and academia, where they'll fire for reasons that have nothing to do with merit. And so if you have Gen Zs not trusting the medical system, are they not going to go now and get a medical evaluation? Are they just going to go to Google? Are they going to go to ChatGPT? I'm not saying everybody has to trust their doctor, but you had a lot of people look at doctors as, okay, wait a second, you guys are puppets of the government. I mean, look at how people hate us because of what happened with opiates. Because, you know, they got us by the, you know, cojones. We could lose our jobs if we don't write opiates the way they want us to. Meanwhile, the overdose crisis is continuing to rise. So people don't think the medical system is there for them. They think the medical system is there for the powers that be. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.